The days before Thanksgiving usually mean a mad rush to the frozen butterball trough at the grocery store and that head-scratching dilemma of whether to make Aunt Susan's cranberry sauce recipe, which is an acquired taste, or to opt for the canned variety. But low-carb dieters and other fad followers in the family might want to see a few changes to the menu this year. Anthony Bourdain is here to help us weigh the options. He's the executive chef at Brasserie Leal in New York. He's also an author and the host of the Food Network's A Chef's Tour, and he's in our New York bureau. Nice to talk to you, Tony.
Good to talk to you. Hi.
So what was on your Thanksgiving table when you were growing up?
What everybody else had. Overcooked turkey, generic cranberry sauce, stuffing, yams, all of the de rigueur stuff. You know, I'm a prisoner of that tradition, I have to admit.
Well, let me ask you, do you think we're in a rut with our turkeys and our mashed potatoes? Or do you think we can actually be slaves to this tradition?
I think in every culture there's a dish kind of like this where, you know, people who love it and insist on it really can't explain why they love it. You come to rely and need, for instance, that canned cranberry sauce that still retains the shape of the can. I've done Thanksgiving dinners where I've made fresh cranberry relish with fresh cranberries, and people get all upset. You know, hey, where's the canned cranberry, jiggling in the center of the table? I applaud people who break with tradition and, go with a goose or a nice roast ham. But if someone were to do that to me, as has happened, in fact, this Thanksgiving I'm having sauerbraten, I'd get really upset.
Sauerbraten?
my wife's family are Polish.
I mean, this is such a wonderful food holiday, though. I mean, it's the kind of day you want to pull out all the stops, right?
I mean, I have to say, I love it. I look forward to it. You know, when you're eating turkey, you're remembering, presumably previous, happy experiences, who you were with, what you really brought to the table in your heart, in your memory. That's very much an element of the meal. So it's very hard, I think, for most of us to culinarily judge a Thanksgiving meal or make any rational decisions about it. You know, you want to make mom's stuffing recipe, period.
Anthony Bourdain is executive chef at Brasserie Leal in downtown New York. His latest book is the thriller, The Bobby Gold Stories. He joined us from our New York bureau. Tony, thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving.
My pleasure.
That sounds great. Have you ever tried Susan Stamberg's cranberry relish recipe by any chance?
No, I haven't.
It's onion and fresh cranberries, but then she puts sour cream in it, and then you freeze it. It's kind
of
weird.
That could lead to, maybe that's why the murder rate seems to go up around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Someone's apparently substituting that recipe. That would cause violence at my table.